airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Gardner Goldsmith rejoining us after an extended absence. You've been a busy man. Of course, with your own show, The Liberty Conspiracy. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But always good to have you make the trip out to the studio here to be with us.
Well, thank you for welcoming me, both you guys. Thank you.
So there's something that I think is burning on your mind here tonight, and it has to do with some of this news over the, I think it came over the weekend, the 29th, with the four cops being shot to death, apparently, in Washington. And apparently there's been a standoff involving the suspect in the case. They believe that he is wounded and possibly dead. That was from yesterday, so I don't know. Do you know if he died?
Well, they thought he was holed up in his house, but now he's out on his own, and they don't know where he is.
So
they surrounded
really?
The house. It was the wrong house. He's on the loose and armed.
I hope they
and
didn't
dangerous.
Shoot somebody else.
I don't know, but so this whole outside of Seattle, was it Lakewood? You said yes, Lakewood, and it. You know, who knows what's going to happen now, but we know that he's accused of raping a child. He's accused of a number of other things. And the thing that gets me about it is this whole story of this supposed Christian guy, Mike Huckabee, whom I detest and loathe as an absolute massive hypocrite, statist jerk.
The former governor of
Arkansas. Yes, okay. He commuted this guy's sentence. The guy was supposed to be put in prison. For those who want to operate on the state level, we have some questions for you because I'm like really, really agitated against the state today. And I just have some questions for those of you who want to have so-called law and order and worship at the foot of the state, and now there are four people
Guard, if we didn't have the state, people like this guy would be running around everywhere.
Precisely. You had the
we
state.
We need the state. It's the state that is protecting us from total chaos.
Yeah. So, and what gets me is, on the one hand, people who support the state but don't want the death penalty, or at least want to have something, some check against the death penalty, want to be able to have governors commute sentences in case there is some sort of factor that comes in, some evidence that comes around. I think we all would feel very comfortable if DNA evidence came around in this system under which we operate now, and a governor were to say, whoa, hold on a second, let's check this over again. Well, in this case, Governor Mike Huckabee got a letter from this guy back in 2007. You know, Mike Huckabee, the one who wanted a national smoking ban, mm-hmm. and who said to the Republicans, well, you've got to cater to minorities more or you're going to lose votes. Well, this man happens to be a black man and happened to write a letter to Mike Huckabee extolling the virtues of Christianity to this minister, Mike Huckabee.
I see.
Who is governor. And so Huckabee commuted the rest of his 95-year sentence.
So basically, what was he in for? Do you know?
Oh, man, he had a slew of crimes from the time he was 17 years old. I don't even know what those
aggravated
are right
robbery
now.
Back in 1989.
Assault.
When he was convicted,
yep.
Paroled in 2000 after Huckabee commuted the 95-year prison sentence. It was just for robbery for 95 years?
He had like five crimes prior to that. I don't think they're in that article, if that's the AP article. I don't know. But anyway, so, you know,
95 years sounds really long for somebody who didn't kill anybody.
So he got out, went to Washington State, and is alleged to have raped a child, and has some other like traffic violation on his hands or whatever. But what gets me is, at the same time, we're hearing one group of people who worship the state say that, we've got to stop governors from being able to commute sentences. We still have the other group of people who worship the state saying, well, you know, we want to make sure that governors can commute sentences for people who are on death row and life in prison and things like that if new evidence comes up. It's like, look, sorry, guys, it's just not manageable. You're going to hit more of this stuff when you get a state system, when you have a government system that does not respond to people.
You got to make room. I mean, you got to make room for those potheads. We've got to make sure to clean the prisons out of all the child rapists and make sure the potheads, you got to get them in there.
Unbelievable.
This is the priority for the state, apparently. But we still, I think that you'd want somebody to be able to look into the prison system and say, let's let these people out. I mean, that seems like a pretty valuable thing.
I feel that way, yeah. I mean, if we're going to operate in our state system, for goodness sake, you got to have something. And this all comes from the British common law tradition of the sovereign being the king, descended from God, supposedly, and, you know, he had the divine power to be able to commute sentences. It comes from the
unless
British
unless one of his relatives killed him and took over.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they actually call the governor of this state where we do this show, New Hampshire, His Excellency.
Oh, man.
Have you ever seen that on any of the letterhead they have? It's His Excellency, John Lynch.
I'm just so repulsed at anything that has to do with the state right now. I could just bash my head against it.
It is repulsive. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like the idea of, you know, a guy in a penitentiary, for a guy to feel a certain level of penance and then to be able to be reintroduced to society. It seems to me very unlikely that you're going to get a guy that's in his, 40s?
I think he's late 30s, 37, 38.
I mean, that's just not generally you're generally not dealing with a criminal at that point. Most people commit crimes between the ages of 16 and 25. So, at that point, you know, after that 25 mark, it begins to drop off markedly. And then 35, and you're really talking about a drop off. And, I can't tell, what was going on with this guy, but I just, and I don't know what kind of crimes he had committed, but it just seems like a guy should be able to have a second chance after some period of time. I don't know. It's a tough scenario.
That's exactly.
But if you think that you can make one blanket rule that's going to work for everyone, like that's where people get into a mistake.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems, I think, with the government that we have, this coercive monopoly, because they make these one-size-fits-all rules. And in many cases, like just we were talking about drugs a moment ago, in a lot of cases, especially drugs, they have mandatory minimum sentencing where judges' hands are tied. They, even if they feel as though this individual should not be going into this jail institution, they can't do anything about their feelings because, well, the law is the law and I have to follow the mandatory minimum sentences. I'm sorry, son. 20 years, or whatever it is.
You know, this story hits you smack in the face. It's all over the news. This guy Huckabee, I detest this jerk. And now this is another instance where if we're operating under this sort of system, obviously Huckabee's actions have allowed this to happen. We're not going to say that they brought this about, but because this guy acted on his own. But right. He wouldn't have been able to do this if Huckabee had not commuted his sentence. So I've got that in my mind. And at the same time, Mark, that's exactly it. I sit there and I say, okay, what constructive thoughts can I get out of a story like this when I consider the two sides of this? You've got people who want, strong law and order and, boom, do this, and let's crack down on these dirt balls and so on and so forth, and let's have the juries decide and the prosecutors know best, and these politicians who are up there in the governor's office, they don't know, they don't look into these things, they have other reasons to do it. I think Huckabee had a real political reason for this because he's got some weird chip on his shoulder about how Republicans have got to cater to minorities. He says it over and over again. It's so stupid.
But at the same time, Gard, what if this guy, it's like you said, you think he's done other things. In the story, it says he was convicted for aggravated robbery, and that aggravated means it was pretty violent, right?
Aggravated means that there was a weapon involved. It doesn't mean that anyone necessarily
got
beaten with that weapon.
Okay.
So, aggravated robbery should be a weapon and usually not a firearm. So, rob somebody with a knife or something.
So if that's all he did, the guy did spend 10, 11 years of his life behind bars for that.
Right. If we're going to make blanket statements, I'm going to make the blanket statement that I don't think that, at 25 years, I think a guy has pretty much paid the price for things that he's done. I understand that a person 25 years in prison.
Okay.
That the person won't be alive. The victim isn't necessarily alive if it was a murder or something like that. But you're talking about a completely different individual generally. There was the old system where the parole board would look at a person's case at 25 years and then decide, on a life sentence and then decide whether or not to let them go. And I see value in it. I don't think the parole boards necessarily are the best arbiters of how a person's been, but they're certainly a better arbiter than most people.
Mark, let me pull myself out of my agitated state for a second. Pose you this question. I know we're going in a break, but do you think generally the system, the justice system as it goes now, we see these exceptions out there a lot. Would you say generally it manages itself well, or there's a lot of room for improvement? I'll leave that.
We'll come back in a moment. 800-259-9231 with your thoughts as well. Sickle CAI. Free line 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Certain restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours on the front page of the site, totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire with hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that have made the move here in order to get more active for freedom, all in the same place, to multiply their efforts and to actually get to freedom. It is possible, I think, and that's why I made the move here 3 years ago. So come on up, join us at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, we're going to come back to the prison thing. I spaced out. Don is on the line with us in Missouri, and I spaced on his call. So, Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, thanks for your patience. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about side hug.
The Christian side hug.
That you play, yeah, Christian side hug that you played on Thursday. There was a few points. I have attended something.
Hold that thought for one moment here. Let me make sure I can bring Gard and everybody else that does not know what we're talking about up to speed.
Okay.
Gard, have you seen the Christian side hug music video?
Yeah, I have seen it, and I've seen people acting it out now. Some of the folks like Jason Osborne and those guys are showing me so that, we wouldn't be, getting each other excited with a real hug.
You don't want to get your, you don't want to be sinful in your heart swinging. And apparently giving somebody a front hug, according to some Christians, is sinful.
I wonder if Mike Huckabee feels that way.
It's a good question. Yeah. It's a good question. But we know that some Christians and organized Christianity feel very, very strongly about touching. In fact, we know that some don't even think the side hug is appropriate, that they would rather see people high-fiving. So basically we were playing this rap song that is essentially designed to spread the message of the side hug to the youth of America. That we played that last week. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, first of all, the song was whack. I kind of understand what you're saying, is that you couldn't understand what was happening in the song, but I kind of wanted to clarify some of those things up, such as the part you were saying that you didn't understand what was going on and what was the reference to Angelina Jolie for. The reference was only made in rap, first of all, in hip hop and music in general, there has to be, there's metaphors and subliminals that you say. So that was only a statement that was made in reference to, well, he's global, so she's buying babies from around the other countries. And so that's where that term came in at.
So as far as specific, what's that mean? She's global. That means
he's
global.
No, he says, I'm global. You may not know me, but I'll be buying babies like Angela Jolie. That's okay. Only a metaphor. So it doesn't really mean anything, but he's putting words together, which is called wordplay. And he's made a metaphor, which was global, and Angela Jolie is buying babies from around the world.
Gotcha.
So she has a collection of babies. So that's understanding music. That's what that is.
And you don't think it was just an excuse to make a pop culture reference?
Correct. That's what that was.
It was okay.
Okay. So I have attended some of these events before.
Before you tell me more, wouldn't you say it was a particularly bad use of that? Metaphor. What
it was inappropriate. I didn't understand the reason why it was in there. I mean, especially with the song, it didn't fit in the song.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to the whole siren and the gunshots. Again, this is something that happens in hip hop or music, rap music, and it happens at concert. It's done to get your attention to the stage. It's an interlude to lead you into something.
Mm-hmm.
So
I understood that, but. For a Christian video, I found that part to be to be offensive.
Were all shot and killed at the end.
Right. The idea that they're saying that hugging somebody from the front is offensive, but they're willing to use gunshots and sirens, to me just says, boy, these people have their priorities all mixed up.
Well, I agree. Like I said, it was out of place. It's a sound effect that I'm just telling you what the sound effects are normally used for in music. So
that makes sense. In music that isn't Christian rap, it's like Mark said, it just doesn't seem to fit their message. But you said
it's fine with me if
it's just to draw the attention to the stage. It's one of those things. And so you're like, they're running around. Well, people feed off of that type of energy. You've probably never been to a concert like that, but you feed off of energy. And some people stand and sing, and some people run the stage, and that type of energy vibes with the crowd, and that's how you connect. So
that all makes sense, Don. I appreciate the explanation. So when you say you've been to these kinds of events, you mean specifically Christian music, youth music?
Correct. Now, I don't know if it's the same way, because I do have a problem with some of the comments that you guys made that might not, again, I'm calling to bring clarification and understanding to the whole subject. But to address the whole Christian thing, yes, I have attended rap concerts. I actually know individuals that are doing these things. So it's not a new phenomenon. Me and you are about the same age, and they've been around for 10, 15 years as far as rap being involved in Christian world. So it's not a new phenomenon. It's been around. And from my personal experience, it's one of the things that is done as an outlet. Rap is poetry. So these people write down what they're feeling. I'm not saying that side hugs, which is stupid to me. I've never known anybody that would say, give a side hug. No, we give hugs. Just, if you're trying to be right, be right.
But,
all this trying to micromanage someone's life is not what I've experienced in Christianity.
As far as sensibilities goes, I don't know how you feel about it, but anytime I see somebody, you know, trying to pick up hip hop or, you know, a little heavier rap, that sort of thing, all I can think of is, well, look, this has been around for 25 years or more since the Sugar Hill Gang came out with Rapper's Delight. And it's, yeah, and when I see people, you know, who aren't from the inner city, who, you know, don't live those lives, all of a sudden they're out there breaking a rap. They're,
and trying to sell French fries with it.
Yeah, it just, it's
exactly.
Right. It just seems so bogus.
That's kind of one of the things I had a problem with, like, because I'm looking at the video and I'm like, how can they compare this or think these guys are hardcore rap or anything of that nature? I mean, I would look at these kids and laugh at them if I saw them in public.
So, wait, would you say they would not count as Rough Riders as they claim to be?
Exactly. It would not count as any Rough Riders. And Rough Riders is not a gang. It is a record company.
Okay.
So the Urban Dictionary got that wrong, too.
Well, they're also Blue Jeans, I think, from Sears or something like that. You know?
Is that right?
Yeah,
Wranglers.
Rough Riders. Wranglers, there you go.
Yeah, Wranglers. I don't know. But
so, Don, do you have final thoughts for us? Go ahead.
Yeah, my final thought is this, is we can't compare everything. And I kind of want to ask you guys, who has authority on how to wear a hat? Because I kind of kept making references to how their hat was. And I'm like, well, what difference does it make of how someone wears their hat? I mean, I'm part of the Free State Project.
Yeah.
And I wear my hat to the back sometimes. I wear my hat to the side sometimes. But it's not like there's a time and place for everything. And I do not, I don't go to work wearing these things. But if I'm in out and about in public, I have my pants on my butt. But if I want to wear my hat a certain way, what am I? Who is authority upon how to wear your hat, and how do you get the interpretation that someone is a thug because they have a brim with a sticker on it?
I think he deserves an answer to this.
I don't understand that.
I think he deserves an answer to this, and I think you should bring him back.
Yeah, all right, we'll bring him back. Hang on, Don, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com. where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenylcarvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't Don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthReveal.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthReveal.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Garg.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include, by the way, the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved ones this holiday season that with stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? 96% stopping power, according to a third-party organization that rated it over 5 years in the hands of the L.A. Sheriff's Department. The Tiger Light, it's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it's out in your hand, unlike other weapons, and there's no expectation by the perp that you have a weapon. Tiger Light, get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a Christmas special, tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to continue here and go back to Don. I believe he's still with us. Yes. Don is in Missouri. You're back on Free Talk Live. Started out with your comments on the silly Christian side hug video that we were making fun of earlier this week, or last week, rather. And then you got into a pretty serious question about who is the authority on how...
That's not serious.
It's a pretty serious question. Who is the authority on how to wear hats? Because we had made some offhanded comments about certain types of hats and the style in which they are worn, and particularly the type of person who is wearing them. And so I think that's what you're referencing when you bring that up. And when I was specifically talking about people who wear their hats crooked to the side, I was talking about the yo boys, as I understand this.
What is a yo boy?
This is a new term for me. I learned it recently. I didn't know. I would have called them like gangsta guys or something like that. But yo boy, apparently. It's essentially a white guy who's wearing a flat brimmed cap. I don't know what the name for this particular type of cap is, because most
dunce cap,
many caps have the slightly curved brim. These are completely flat, and yeah,
they're 5150s.
5150s?
Yeah.
That's is the that a brand?
The brand of the hat, Era.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. They don't appear to be the most intellectually stimulated individuals. I don't know many of them personally, obviously, so I can't comment on that. But I, when I see those people, it just makes me feel silly.
Don, yeah. I think that you've called us out on a legitimate thing here, and I'm going to have to do some backtracking on this. I guess the styles that people wear are as good as the styles that people wear. It's important to wear appropriate styles in appropriate places, I think, and you pointed that out rightly. But, and honestly, there's times in my life that I've worn my pants down around my butt. So, I guess I have no room to make fun of somebody who's wearing their hat cocked to the side with a sticker on it.
I guess I just get a little concerned when
what it reminds me of, though, is that I don't know if you ever saw Hee Haw. You said you're the same age as me, Don.
No, I said I'm the same age as Ian.
Okay. Well, there's this old show.
You're taking offense to that, my friend.
No offense. I'm just saying I'm the same age as Ian. I didn't clarify that.
No.
There's this old show, Hee Haw, which was on when I was a kid, but probably off by the time Ian was a kid. And there was this... I don't remember the character's name.
Minnie Pearl?
Was it. And she would have the price tag hanging off of her hat. And I guess that's what it reminds me of is keeping a hat with a price tag and stickers on it. That to me is trying to show the newness of the hat. And it just seemed, I don't know, that particular thing seems like a silly style, but what makes a style not silly?
I don't know.
I'm just worried about the negative connotation when you associate it. Like, I don't get you. It just seemed like it was coming off in a negative light when you said, okay, it was a new hat with a sticker on it. Like, what is that all about? And I'm like, well, what difference does it make? I mean, that's something that I could understand the whole sagging to your knees. That's inappropriate at any point in time in life. You should never wear your pants down there. But, I don't like to wear – you're not going to catch me in tight jeans, cowboy jeans, whatever you like. But I think that's inappropriate when you go for an interview. And see, we always look at one side of it as if, everything is baggy, so that's bad. But I think I've seen people come in for interviews, because I've done interviews before, and they have worn dirty hats. And it's a certain style that certain individuals wear. And I don't understand how do people feel like that's appropriate, but yet we only call out those that wear baggy clothes, which again is not appropriate for going for a job interview. I mean, there's a standard, and it's a business standard. Basically, you come wearing a nice button-up shirt with slacks, and that's how you present yourself. That's the best way to present yourself, no matter what color you are, what you like to wear. This is the business centers, and this is the way of the world.
So, Don, I guess I'm feeling, to some level contrite about my, calling people out on their styles when I obviously have one, even though it's really sort of a lack of a style.
Yours
these
is
days.
Kind of a redneck in the woods style.
I just feel like I'm a guy who just happens to wear whatever's available.
I guess redneck's not quite accurate. Like
I'm like a bum. I mean, nobody sees me.
It's firefighter relax chic.
Right. Nobody sees me, so I come here, I do the show in front of the guy that I've been doing the show with for a decade now.
You're not the Metro style that you used to be.
Well, there's nobody to see me with my polished fingernails, even though they are properly polished.
I'm just glad that those pants
aren't set. Whoa.
Yep.
Yeah, whoa.
I guess buff is the right term.
Hey, I just got a question. It seems like in every other hip-hop song that's out there, they'll have the guy sort of rapping about how he scores with the lady and he scores with all the ladies and he's living it big up in the high life on the West Side and stuff. And all of a sudden, when he talks about scoring with the ladies, they have these background dudes. And I think it's like the same guys that they hire on every song. They go, hey, ho, and then the guy keeps going on.
Well,
I love those guys.
I was just getting ready to give you credit, Guard. Now you're kind of disappointed. Because you should know these things. I mean, I respect you highly because you've made me appreciate your show even more for the different type of music that you have played.
Oh,
and
thanks.
You know your history about the Sugar Hill Gang and Public Enemy and all those things. Now, you should know that Flair Flav, that those are called hype men.
Yes!
And that's what they have in all hip-hop. They always have
absolutely
a hype man on stage.
Heightening.
You should know that.
Heightening. Yes, yes, I forgot that term. That is awesome. And that's exactly what Flavor Flav used to do. That is,
yeah,
that is awesome.
Exactly.
That, wait
their
a
job
second
is basically to keep the grout going. Now,
it's called heightening,
heightening,
or they're called hype man?
So, hype man. A hype man.
Hype man.
So, yeah, a hype man.
Right. Okay.
His job is to basically entertain the crowd. He'll get in there and sing part of the song with the artist. He you know, he plays his role as the sidekick, you know, sort of
right
like in and you guys. Y'all play,
oh God,
y'all bounce off
of
each other. What I'm saying.
So Mark should come in every once in a while when Ian says something. He says, yeah, 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 like that.
Yeah, something like that would be great. That would be a nice little
Don, I agreed with – I was being nice to you up to this point, Don, but, you know, to be Ian's rodeo clown is just not going to be my job.
Hey, by the way, I should mention to you guys, you know what's pretty funny is I haven't heard from Professor Griff for a long time, you know, Don? And I was watching this video that somebody put out. It's one of these conspiracy videos about the Fed and stuff. They have Professor Griff in it. And he's like,
he's totally anti-Fed.
It's awesome.
What's funny is, you know, there's a lot of people within the public image that's like kind of moving away from him because of that reason. But I think they should embrace him because what he's saying is absolutely true.
I think it's important, too. I've seen what you're talking about. And I think it's important to get the message of freedom into this particular, these communities.
And we're not going to do it by calling
point,
people
Ian,
out on their hats.
Let me make this point, Ian, because remember when the song came out with you had him on your radio show, and that was a great song. The free market song. I can't remember his name.
The rapper from Memphis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The rap
V.
Song.
Yeah.
That was a great song, and that was something that I actually put in my iPod so that I can play it for other individuals because it has a message in there.
Right.
And so, you know, you want to embrace, although you might not understand the culture of hip hop, you still want to embrace it because it's something that can be used as a tool to get other people that are like-minded thinkers such as yourself. I mean, nobody probably thought that I would be that thinker.
I don't know if it's our role to embrace it, but I think it's our role not to push it away and to belittle it. And I think that because it'd be silly for us to make a big deal about hip hop.
All right, I
want to
bring this back. I want to bring you back, Don. If you got a moment, we're going to bring Don back. 800-259-9231. I agree generally with what you're saying, Mark, but I don't think having an opinion is necessarily belittling. We'll come back. You can bring up anything and your thoughts on this or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight Defensive Handgun Course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including stuff like the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. We give it to you. Now, in return for that, we ask for your assistance on the occasional voting thing. Like, what we're doing right now is promoting the podcast awards. It's going on, well, through the end of the night tonight. I think midnight,
I think
West Coast time? Is it Eastern?
I think it's Eastern.
Well, either way, you only have a number of hours remaining in which to cast your final vote for Free Talk Live in the podcast awards. Luckily, Gardner, you weren't nominated, so we don't have to compete with you, which is good.
We just crushed out. I stayed.
Crush you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I saw your announcements about it, and I was like, oh, should I have gotten it? I was like, no, I don't want to. I don't. You guys go for it, and it's
so there's music award. There's all kinds of categories. You can go into comedy. You can go into culture and art.
Education.
There's music. All kinds of categories that you don't have to get in there and compete with the only podcast to have won 4 years running.
Exactly. And this could be, and hopefully will be, our fifth year, therefore making it the fifth year in a row that we have won the podcast awards.
$5 foot long is what we're talking about.
It's big. It's a big deal. And it's all because of you. It's all because you take the time to go to podcastawards.com, select Free Talk Live in the political category.
Oh, I thought you said it was because of me.
Well, if you go and vote for Free Talk Live, it will be because of you. Because
then I'd say, hey, everybody just go to my website if it's because of me and visit Liberty Conspiracy and send me money.
I would definitely like people to do that, too, at libertyconspiracy.com. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But podcastawards.com, it's going on through the end of the night tonight. It's the last chance for you to cast your last vote for Free Talk Live.
And it is midnight Eastern.
Midnight Eastern. Okay, wow. So that means you have just over 4 hours left. So please go to podcastawards.com, select Free Talk Live in the political category, fill out your name and email address info beneath that, and then submit your vote. You may be email verified just to make sure you're not a robot, and that's it. You're done. We much appreciate it. However, Mark, that's not the only voting thing that we're doing here, is it, tonight?
No, tonight Awards is certainly the most popular thing, but Podcast Alley, where we've been number one for, God knows, months and months and months, There's been a person that we're competing against with, a podcast that we're competing against with, and I'm of the opinion that they're cheating. However, obviously you can't prove these things, and I want to mount all the votes I can possibly get tonight before I think they switch over at 1 a.m. Eastern time.
That's correct.
And so,
however,
please.
You can only vote once per month in the podcast alley voting system.
I don't think this guy is voting one time a month. I can tell you, every time we get up a few votes, then he comes in, poof, poof, and he gets his votes in bunches, not in trickles like Free Talk Live does. It's all in bunches, and it's really suspicious to me.
So you're going
to
send out a Facebook update on that tonight, and people can go to facebook.freetalklive.com to be made aware of such things. But I think most importantly, if you were going to choose one over the other, I think choosing the Podcast Awards, so podcastawards.com.
I have just voted for you.
Thank you, dude. Much appreciated. Let's go back to Don. He's been waiting patiently and chatting with us about our opinions, or at least Mark and mine, thoughts on certain clothing styles. A discussion came up in a recent, when we were talking about the Christian Side Hug rap video, and I made some comments about my preference as far as how I think that a particular look is very silly. I don't know if I consider that belittling, Mark, but I generally agree with you that there's no point in belittling people. Do you think it's belittling?
I do think it's
silly.
I think Don, what do you think?
I don't really think it's belittling, but it just takes you back. Like, huh? What are you saying? I mean, that person can be part of the Liberty movement.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like I wasn't telling you guys to embrace hip hop in all forms of it. I'm just saying that there might be people that are part of that genre that have a voice that could actually bring more people in. And Mark, you've always made the comment that you want people, more colorful people up there.
Yep.
So what I'm saying is that you cannot neglect people that may look a certain way. I mean, as long as they're being respectful. I'm not saying you have to like them, which was but it's good not to just disown anyone.
Yep.
I mean, somebody might
good
look
point.
At me and be like, oh, he's not part of the Liberty movement. He doesn't care about freedom. But I am one of the staunch persons that are really trying to get my family to look at something different from always running to the government to get things done.
You know, I got to say that this is right, because if you would have looked at me at age 17 or whatever, you would have seen a kid in a mohawk with the eyeliner and a trench coat and the punk rocker spikes and all that stuff in 1987 or whatever it was. And
you would say right now that you have looked silly, and you
right,
wouldn't
well, that's
be the
how
best person,
feel.
And you wouldn't be the best person to reach out to that particular group of people,
right? Because on the other side, you feel resentment.
Could be
that.
Listening right now, and then we call out his style, and he's like, "I'm not going to listen to these people anymore. They think I'm a dork.
They think
I'm an idiot. What do I got to listen to these people for?" And I just don't think that it's particularly our place.
But that's why you have people like me that call in to try to get clarification and understanding so that we can all be on the same page.
Yeah, Don.
As I was listening to the show, I was like, okay, well, I kind of fit this profile. I mean, I'm not busting the sag. I don't consider myself a thug. But there is a fashion, my kind of fashion that I wear. I don't wear tight pants or tight clothes. So, hey, how about I call and ask? Like, if you don't know something, or if I'm going to be ostracized, which is everyone's right up there, then I don't want to make that journey and then, basically have to turn back if I'm not going to be accepted by the people. I already know I'm not going to be accepted by everyone.
Yeah,
but,
we can't.
I don't want to be disowned by, 75% of the people.
Your sentiment, Don, your sentiment is so key. You can't overemphasize how important it is for people, especially from the freedom community, to say, hey, man, we got people from all different stripes that are here. We've got people who are ex-hippies. We've got people who are former punk rockers. We've got people who are literate types, people who are professorial, people who are gun fans, people who are pot smokers, people who are, anti-tax people. And come and talk to us, because we're probably the most easygoing people you're going to find. You'll find as few prejudices as possible here. And if we do encounter some instance where it's like, oh, wow, hey, I was already prejudging somebody just based on this or that, we try to pull back from that,
My goal is actually to get up there for Park Fest and the conferences. Wife is already on board with it. So she's like, as long as I can get her a job up there, she's fine. But she's well-educated, so I'm not really too concerned about that. But I just kind of want to come up there and meet the people and have people meet me. at the same time to see if, you know, the feeling is mutual of being excited about joining the struggle to get more liberty. So, again, it's just one of them things that I consider myself already an outsider because I already know that there's few people in the movement that are of color, of the same mindset as you guys. So I just kind of want to,
I think,
you know,
that in
it's just a communication thing.
In this particular instance, Don, I think their critique is still good. However, neither Ian and I were talking about anybody of color. In particular, in this case, I think we
were talking about his style.
We were talking about the style, and we were talking specifically about white people. And I think that you know that we probably that people feel more free to judge people of their own race. And I still don't think it's okay to judge somebody for their style that's of their own race because, you know, for one, who am I to say the guy's white? I don't know.
Well,
I think
the great thing about it is that you guys in the past before when the sagging ban came up in other states, you guys have always said, "Hey, I don't like that," but defamation, and that, I've always respected that, and that's always, you know.
Well, there's something where you said you agreed with us on. You think that it's silly to wear one's pants, you know, below one's butt crack.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, I mean, couldn't that have also have turned off the people with the saggy pants when we were talking about that? I mean, so essentially. What you're saying is, and maybe I agree with it. I think you've done a good job of holding us accountable here tonight, Don. That
you didn't get three segments for nothing.
Maybe we should just keep our mouths shut on our opinions on other people's styles.
Yeah, but see, there's a difference between baggy pants and you showing your butt. I mean, there's a complete difference of that. And those people that show wear their pants down to their ankles is not who you want anyway. But what I'm saying is that there's people that I just want to make sure we clarify the difference between somebody having baggy pants and they have a little, you can raise them up a little bit. And so
I don't even know if I had mentioned anything about baggy pants originally. It's a certain
look. It was about the hats.
Yeah.
It's a lot that goes into that. I was thinking about the conversation. One last point. I was wearing bigger clothes because I was heavy. I've lost 65 pounds, and I had went to the mall with my wife.
You got 20 seconds. Don, 20 seconds.
Yes. My wife had went to the store. We had went to the mall, and he basically said, "Look at his pants; they're so baggy." And I had a belt on at the time. And I said, "I just lost weight. Everybody's body fits differently. And for you, you can wear a 32 inch, and it's going to cover your behind. For me, I might have to wear a bigger size to cover all this."
Don, look forward
32 is going
to
hang on Ian.
Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire when you get up here for a visit. Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.